On the show today, we have Craig Eanes for Kids, Joe Dearborn, talking about the latest with Miracle James Day and Vote for Miracles campaign. So check it out. On today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Joe Dearborn from Credit Unions for Kids. Joe, how are you today?
Doing great, Mike. Thank you again for having us on your show. We appreciate all your support.
You're very welcome. Anytime, sir. You are welcome here anytime at all. So, hey, let's talk about something pressing, Miracle Jeans Day. What's the latest there? What's going on?
Miracle Jeans Day. This will be, believe it or not,
it's
the eighth year
wow.
We've done Miracle Jeans Day. Last year, we had 330 credit unions participate. This year, we already have 200 signed up.
Good.
We're about a month away. It's September 13th.
Okay.
Wednesday, September 13th, and we encourage all credit unions to engage their employees and come and join us and raise money for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital. They can also engage their members by selling special Miracle Jeans Day icons.
Sweet.
And there's also stickers if they want to put stickers on their shirts or whatever to let people know that I'm a participant. They can do that as well. So it's a great way to not only get the employees fired up about supporting their local hospital, but also get the members as well.
Excellent, excellent. So what do besides wearing jeans, what do credit unions need to do to participate?
It's pretty simple. Go to our CU4Kids.org website, mm-hmm. which I think you might be able to help us with that URL.
Indeed.
Go there, simply sign up, let us know you're participating so we can tell all our credit union leagues that their credit unions participating in their respective states so they can be acknowledged. And then simply collect $5 from each employee, send the money in, and we'll make sure that money is distributed back to their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Sounds pretty simple to me.
Pretty simple. Well, I think that's the reason it's been so successful,
yeah.
Mike. Credit unions have historically been the largest corporate contributor through Miracle Jeans Day, and I see that continuing again this year. So I think we've hit a sweet spot with Miracle Jeans Day and credit unions, because I think it empowers the employees to kind of take it upon themselves to get involved in, and show the people helping people philosophy of the credit union.
Exactly. That's this. I'm going to wear my jeans that day, so I'm going to be participating.
I think you wear jeans every day, don't you, Mike?
What's that?
You wear jeans every day, don't you?
Well, right now I may have a nice shirt on, but I'm wearing shorts right now.
There you go. Well, it is summertime.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of being on video. You only get to see the waist up. So
there you go.
But we digress. Hey, how successful was it last year? Can you give us a quick little number rundown? How successful it was last year?
Yeah, I mentioned we had 330 credit unions participate, raised about $350,000.
Nice.
So it's a pretty substantial amount of money raised, and because we're trending ahead of last year in the number of credit unions that have signed up, we think we have a shot at 400.
Nice.
400 credit unions, and hopefully that will put us over $400,000. So that'd be a really nice campaign, and would obviously benefit a lot of our hospitals.
No doubt. One of these days we'll get all, what are we at, 6,000 or between 5,000 and 6,000 credit unions now? We'll get all of them. Get them all of them signed up.
Yeah, I think that would be nice. That would be nice. But, you know, some of the credit unions have shared with us, well, we wear jeans every day, right?
Oh.
So it's no big deal. So a lot of credit unions have gotten creative and they wear their favorite team jersey.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or they wear flip-flops.
I do that too.
Yeah, there you go. Might be their favorite, maybe their favorite hat or something. So credit unions have gotten real
cool.
Creative and found ways to still participate, but maybe not wear jeans.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, we'll see. We'll keep on working to bump up those numbers for you guys. Hey, I want to switch gears to a really cool campaign that you guys did last year. I think it was like around November. I think it was. It's called Vote for Miracles. And for just kind of a refresher, can you give folks a quick reminder on what that one's all about?
Yeah, Vote for Miracles is going to come back again this year. We're happy to announce. But last year, we wanted to do something to focus on the 20th anniversary of the Credit Unions for Kids program.
Oh, okay.
Started in 1996. Over that period of time, credit unions have raised well over $160 million now, probably close to 170. But we wanted to find a way to say thank you to the credit unions mm-hmm. and acknowledge their support. And we thought, well, let's do Vote for Miracles. So we got Co-op Financial Services behind the program. And they provided us with $100,000 that went to the top five hospitals receiving the most votes.
Mm-hmm.
So we got great response, and we decided, well, let's do it again this year. Co-op is coming back
to help sponsor
it, as well as CU Direct.
Wow, okay.
So we're proud to have both those companies as our presenting sponsors, and we hope to have even more widespread adoption of the program. I think we had 300,000 votes,
mm-hmm.
300,000 votes last year, and hopefully we'll increase that number. And again, the hospitals at the end of the day are the winners, as the top five with the most votes will mm-hmm. Receive a nice gift from both Co-op and CU Direct.
Awesome.
So that date is November 28th.
Okay. Oh, through, right around Thanksgiving. Okay.
November 28th, right through December 19th.
Okay. Very cool.
Same 3-week campaign. And everybody's encouraged to sign up and vote. You'll get if you opt in, you'll get a reminder to vote every day. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty simple. And it's a great way to support your local hospital by voting once a day.
Well, and that's kind of like the giving time of the year as well. So kind of the holiday, you're kind of kicking off the holiday season, and it's like, you know, everyone's feeling a little generous. You know, why not do the same for your local children's hospital as well through your credit union? So
agreed. And we've got I think we had 2,200 credit unions that were represented by the voters.
Wow.
So there was,
that's
so
impressive.
The credit unions got out the vote.
Yeah.
Our hospitals got out the vote. So did some of our other corporate partners. So we're hoping to kind of build on that momentum, and we'll see if we can maybe double the number of votes we had and give more hospitals a chance to participate and compete in the contest.
Yeah. And that's the big message here, is that the hospitals and the kids ultimately win, you know? So what, a little bit of generosity on our part, you know, and the kids and the hospitals win big time. So it's just, it's just, to me, it's a no-brainer. So
I agree. And it also, and what I like, the other piece I like about it is it also allows us to recognize the credit unions.
Oh, good point.
To a much wider audience, because
yep.
the gift is coming from credit unions, mm-hmm. and that is something we push out and we share with all our different stakeholders. So it becomes viral. So
yep.
we're, instead of just talking to credit unions, we're talking to a wide, mm-hmm. wide, much wider audience, and they're able to see firsthand what credit unions are doing to support
yep.
their local CMN hospital, something they've done for now 21 years and have left quite a legacy at the children's hospitals throughout the U.S.
Yeah, and it could be infectious in a good way. It could, like, spur some other people, like, hey, let's go check out our credit union. They're doing these great things for our local children's hospital. Let's join our local credit union and do the same thing. So you never know.
That's right. That's our hope.
Yeah.
That's our hope. But, you know, it's a way for us to help the credit unions differentiate
mm-hmm.
themselves
no doubt.
From the big banks and other financial institutions.
Got it.
All right. Anything we can do to help the credit unions leverage that Credit Unions for Kids program, we're all for it.
I am too. Well, you guys are doing such a great job there, and I just want to support you guys all that we can on our end, and everybody else can join in as well, and get the word out. So
yes.
good stuff.
And that's where it starts with you and the rest of our credit union trade press that helps us get out the word, as well as our leagues and
mm-hmm.
CUNA and others. So we appreciate your support as always, and it's always nice talking to you, Mike.
Likewise. The feeling is mutual. Joe, anything else to wrap up here?
That should do it.
All right.
That should do it. Don't forget Miracle Genes Day, September 13th, and Vote for Miracles.
November 28th
through December 19th.
Got it. We'll put those dates in the show notes so people can get right to them and participate. All righty.
Great.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the time
Thanks.
As always. Keep up the good
Thanks,
work.
Mike.